Welcome to this very special episode of Whispers of Oxenfurt. So this is going to be a live commentary, kind of live watch of the first episode. It's probably the only one I'm going to do this way. Monday the 16th. I've already seen the first five episodes. I've seen them all several times. This first one, I think I've seen like two or three times, and maybe like three or four times. I've got some, you know, knowledge of where they've gone, at least in the first five episodes, but not too much in there. So we're going to sync up, so get ready. I've got it set on the beginning, so I'm going to count down and then hit play, and we'll go from the very beginning. So we're going to go 3, 2, 1, play. Ba-dum. Okay. There we go. The Netflix sign is up. We are officially going in. There might be some times when I cough, as you can kind of see my voice going down. No, I've got the subtitles on, and it's great because like right there just came up woodpecker drilling. But oh, a nice serene swamp and the deer. Oh dear, I don't think you're gonna make it. But I've got my Casamigos and Añejo tequila right here with some water, of course, but yeah, we're in for a good little show here. Very, very excited, and I can't wait, and there goes the Kikimora. And I just can't wait till everybody can really get to see this show and get to hear what everybody thinks about it. So this is another thing that's really cool that they've done, because again, when the Lesser Evil, in this episode, at least Geralt's story is based on the Lesser Evil short story, and in that it just starts with Geralt rolling up to Blaviken with the Kikimora head in tow. But here we actually get to see, we are introduced to our Witcher, Geralt, and we just got a shot of Roach right there. We're introduced to Geralt here fighting the monster, as opposed to in the story of The Witcher, the book The Last Wish. The first thing we get is Geralt, you know, killing everybody in that tavern. So, and there goes sword through the head. And a very toxic, tonicked up Geralt. And yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm watching this on the computer, and man, it looks amazing. Maybe I need a new TV. And there's a shot of him coming out, and aww. It is not its day. And he's going to eat that deer. Yep, there it goes, as he just stabbed it. And the introduction there, there's the Witcher. So here we go. I'll have a little drink to that. So like many medieval fantasies, everything looks beaten down, and you see everything is gray and drab, which is in contrary to at least a lot of medieval, especially your late medieval Europe. You know, once they discovered dyes, once they got that, it was very colorful, and everything really wasn't as drab as we make everything out to be here. I have to edit out them coughs in there. The older man, I think Caldemain, he does not make an appearance in this like he did in the story. But again, it's a short, you know, they need to shorten it. You don't give the orders around here. And again, the introduction is he is not liked. But again, it goes into here. Kill him with your bare hands if you have to. He's a Witcher. They know what he is. Like. And then we get Renfri. I'm trying to finish my thoughts here, but again, it's Henry Cavill, who I believe is over 6 foot. Dude's jacked. He's obviously a trained killer, and so many people try to pick a fight with him, and I just don't understand it. I don't get why you would want to fight him or why you think you could. And we'll get by the end of the episode why they could not. And here is my favorite one-off character, and I think a lot of people's favorite one-off character, Renfree, who they recast. I don't remember who the initial person was, but I do think they did a good job with whoever that is, and I don't know her name. Venison. Yeah, he ate that deer. The little deer. But stringy-haired, nervous Geralt, I guess because he came straight from the swamp, you know, didn't have a chance to not pucker up. What's that called? Pamper up or something like that? I don't know. Didn't have a chance to do that, so. That was Renfree's gang earlier. It didn't look like there was two twin half-elves in there. I can't remember what their names were. I guess I should look that up. I guess I can look that up because I got time, but eh, we'll be okay. Breakfast beers. Breakfast beers. I think the only time I've ever, not day drink, but drank before noon, it's Texas OU. And if you're privy to American college football, which I'm sure a lot of you are not, Texas-Oklahoma, big rivalry, Red River Shootout they used to call it, but I guess that's not tolerable anymore. It's the Red River Rivalry now. But it usually was tailgating in there before, you know, like 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and the game started. So that's the only time I've ever done that. Not too much on breakfast beers. And now the alderman's daughter, this creepy little girl. Again, like, that's what you're leading off conversation with? You're starting off your conversation with this guy with, I stabbed a rat with my breakfast fork. Ooh, menacing glares. I will say also that his voice is very gruff in this episode, almost Christian Bale Batman-esque, where it's just a little too much. He's got the growl down, though. Ooh, Master Irion. So this is another thing, too, that we can talk about, or that I can talk about. And you can listen if you're hearing this. It's Master Irion, and it's Master Irion in the books as well. But Geralt knows Stregobor. Let me move my mic here. Geralt knows Stregobor in the books. They've met before. They've had a run-in before where Stregobor might have kind of screwed him a little bit. But here, I'm just why wouldn't they just call him Stregobor? Like, I don't know why they'd call him Master Irion. Because in here, he doesn't, I guess I could have mentioned that once he got on there, but he doesn't seem to know him prior to this one. But then we start getting this exposition. You know, it's a pilot, so we have that, of what people think of Witchers. We are, what are we like, 8 minutes in? Yeah, 8 or 9 minutes in, and it's just like, okay, what's a Witcher? Why do you have them? Morelka. Geralt. And that's the proper response. No. And dogs. So she kills dogs too. Like, creepy girl. What the hell? I mean, I know what that conversation had to serve for, but it's like, dude, I don't care. And again, if you've seen the episode, she comes back. Yeah, she's got that look in her eye like she's about to kill another animal. I wouldn't trust her with that. She already killed a rat. Already talked about killing dogs. Better not touch that roach. And the illusion going into Master Irian's place. And we get our little Garden of Eden scene coming up here. And he's through the illusion. Again, pretty good effects. I guess when you do about $10 million. And we get our nudity. So, we get our nudity 10 minutes into the show. Full frontal, baby. There we go. Game of Thrones, you ain't got shit on this. Again, they don't know each other, which, again, there's no reason not to do that. Just curious why they chose to keep Irian in there. That's to confuse, but maybe it'll come back. And because Lars Mikkelsen is playing him, you know he's not a good guy. I'm always curious here, like these actors, especially ones like that who always think of are like Shakespearean trained or on the stage or something. Like that dude, Lars Mikkelsen, is walking around holding the staff, you know, inhibiting, pretending to be this sorcerer and just saying all these nonsensical words. And it looks good on here, but it has to make them feel, I mean, I know it's what they do, but it's just weird, I would think, to watch this as it's being filmed and how stupid it would look. I think it's why everything looks dumb. Like, all set photos look dumb. Everything on this doesn't look that good because we're not seeing it in this right here. The worst kind of monster. Human. There you go. Oh, it's a good thing he's already been introduced to her. Sintra. Again, so here, very good, because we are getting complete show creation here. They seem to be playing some version of Jax. But again, a lot of this here we did not see any of it about, so it's actually good to see this background, as they can kind of do whatever they want. And we see a young Ciri, not quite as young as in the books as it seems, but twat. I missed that. That's the good thing about subtitles. You get to hear stuff like that. Queen Calantha, the lioness. And I always call them iced. But I think it's Ace Twesek. Again, just talking about feeling up her grandmother there. Knuckle bones. I'm digging that crown, though. I didn't really notice that the first time coming through. And again, the exposition delivered, king and grandfather. What's, like, what? I guess he's just like, hey, I'm banging your grandmother up here, so. But a quick introduction to Siri, quick introduction. It's a little bit late here, and I'm about one tequila down. So, and I'm sipping on it. I'm not taking shots here. Come on. Although I will say this, we will take a shot every time Destiny is uttered. And I don't quite remember how many times it is uttered in this episode. Curse of the Black Sun. So yeah, that's basically what Stregobor's about. Vivisecting, dissecting the girls, of course. And here he goes. Now, what had happened there, of course, is he would just dissect them and kill them. And then it became like, oh, I better just lock them in the towers. But there it is. The Lesser Evil. Which, again, the episode is titled The End's Beginning. But, of course, Falco's Rebellion already thrown in there, too. How about that? The princess, this kind of fucked up Snow White here. You just met him. How would he consider you a fool? Now, in the books, yeah, he would consider him a fool, and he would not like him. So I guess we can talk about that, yeah. Again, strangled two puppies. What's with the dog? What's with the dog hate in here? That'd be one thing I got to ask is, I guess if they don't want people to like them, talk about them killing dogs. The antique brooch. It's impossible in humans. Ooh, mutated ones. Ah, hell. Spoke too soon. All right, let me pour it. Destroy us all. All right, to Destiny. Oh, here it comes. Here it is. Oh, he said the line. Say it, Bart. Say it. I don't know. If you've watched The Simpsons, then you know what that is. But there it is. That has to be the most famous line in all of Witcher. Even though time and time again, I won't say it again here, that he doesn't really believe that. Or he does believe it right now, but he will not believe it for too much longer. Ooh, do do do. Clanthe with the less formal crown. I prefer the other one. Okay, we got this what appears to be line dancing jig going on. The Wraiths of Morhog. That sounds like some Lord of the Rings shit right there. Throw in a Wild Hunt reference. They really are putting in a lot of things in here. There's so much. Skellig, Isodden. I mean, all these places that they're putting in here. What do you think? Mouse Echo. Yeah, Mouse Echo over there is like, huh? As he just looks at the side like, huh? Cheesy said iced. I thought someone said aced. Ice Twersek. That is kind of a badass name, though. She's sitting right there. So I guess she's like 15. If she was her age, I believe Calanthe was 15 at Hashabuzz. I think she was 15. I think Ciri was like 10 or 11 in the books, but I guess she is somewhat aged up here. But she still looks really young. He didn't look too pleased to see this guy. Yeah, they did not look pleased at all. I'll tell you what, though. That takes some spine and, I guess if it's a guy, you can say some balls, but it takes some gall to go up and ask a princess to a dance. It's hard enough for me when I was asking, you know, people to dance. And you're not going up there literally in front of the royal family. Be like, may I have this dance, Martin? But I don't know. Maybe he's drunk like I had to be before I asked girls out. So, I don't know. Pavetta. They mentioned Pavetta's feast. Shindig. I don't know. I always thought a shindig was like a modern term. Is that like actually an older term that's used? Shindig? Uh-oh. The Wraiths of Morhog. Oh. Enjoy the last dance. They're here. Ain't that the truth? It might be her last damn near ever. Until maybe she has a couple nights with Missile. Okay. I probably shouldn't have gone there. Back to Geralt. Subtitles, Bird Song. Okay. Guess he's prepared for a fight too, because he's got his jerkin on. No, that wouldn't be a jerkin. That'd be like a studded doublet. Right down to business. That's how you do it. Geralt just wants to pick some damn flowers for his deductions and his potions. Let him get his weeds and his little thing there in peace. He's got these people involved in his affairs. Like, yeah. Well, now it got real. I don't think she was actually raped in the book, right? They attempted and she killed them. I don't think she was actually raped. I don't know. That's enough talk about that. Definitely not the most pleasant. At the market. Lilith, help me. Oh. That's raising a few red flags. Oh, God damn it. All right. I'm telling you, I'm going to be dead. Oops, I put it in there. At least I didn't say I drank it for the lesser evil or anything like that. All right, to destiny. At least I'm drinking something amazing here. Highly recommend Casamigos, the unofficial sponsor of this episode. Casamigos and Yeho Tequila. Agave Azul. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. I think this conversation when they had here, isn't this when they were in bed? Why am I asking like you can answer back? So you're either nodding going, yep, or no, you idiot. But I think that's after, I think this conversation they had right before they slept together in the attic above Caldemain's, if I remember that correctly, or it was right after. I think that's when it was, though. When, of course, Geralt gets down to bang. Wasn't that an Eminem song? This is for that, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would you say I am? And okay, I'm not going to try to rap that, but if you want to listen to rap from about 20 years ago, there you go. Damn. Now that song's in my head. I might have to find a cut and put that in here. Oh, I can't do it because it's live, duh. Hey, what's a pretty spiffy looking saddle there? What's up, Stella? Come on, cat. If you're gonna come up, come up. If you're gonna come up, I can't pause it though. Usually I edit out when you jump in the middle of the podcast. Can't do that here. So this was also, I went in completely blind, like I'm sure a lot of people are. Actually, maybe now not as blind. But I was pretty shocked that they literally were doing like the battle of, oh my god, I keep wanting to say Marigold, that's not, Marnadal, Battle of Marnadal, right here, and the subsequent, as we'll see at the end, the fall of Syntra. I couldn't believe they did it like the first episode, like it was just boom, boom, boom. But then, of course, we'll know, if you haven't quite figured out by now, hopefully you're not watching or doing this right after you've seen the first episode only. But we're on different timelines, and that was kind of confusing to me until about episode 3 for sure, even though I knew the backstory. It was really confusing to some other people I know that hadn't watched it, or I'm sorry, that hadn't known before, or knew nothing about The Witcher, I should say. Again, just a full-on charge on foot into cavalry, I mean, that would, like, that's absolutely idiotic. Like, what Nilfgaard is doing right there is completely, stupidly, nonsensical. This guy takes an axe to the face. You don't charge infantry into cavalry. You know, you let the cavalry charge into the infantry, and that's when you get your pikes and your halberdiers and all of that. But whatever. What do I know? Low-key, one of the best jobs done is I think his name is Adam Levy is Mousesack. That dude's great. I love how they just have this dumbass, fresh-faced, clean-shaven, knight over there guarding. It's the greatest thing of my life. Man, you're gonna fucking die. Ooh, we just heard about that. Because this was again a while ago. This is ahead, Clearly, it's not there. But that's a hell of a story, Mouse Sack. Disobedient girls just killed. Boom. Wham bam. Done. I'd say that tree was definitely on a hill in this case. So, first episode, hey, you want big battle scenes? Boom, we got you 30 minutes in. Got it in there. Of course, the named actors, they can't have their helms down, the helmets on, you got to see them. As Ice is out there without a helmet completely, although he had one, we're losing. Nilfgaard. Skellig. Well, and you probably shouldn't have done that. Probably shouldn't have gone out there and met them. Oh, whack. Should have put that helmet on, bruh. And down goes Ice. So are we made to think here, as he has his bow up, we're made to think that that's Kyrie up there, that Kyrie killed Iced. Is it just supposed to hit on that harder when he gets Ciri, that he's the one that killed Iced? Because that's new to me. And again, we're definitely supposed to think that. That's his bow. You can see his bow, and that's his plume, as she's looking like, you did it. So, wow, you're talking about a hell of a show inclusion or creation. The fact that Kyre's responsible for that, that's a good one. Oh, the Imperial Darkness that threatens our souls. Although they kept calling the Kingdom of Nilfgaard, they weren't calling the Empire. Guess to make him seem smaller. I think that's what they talked about with the armor, like the armor looking like that. Is that they wanted them to seem kind of small, and I guess as they get bigger, the Nilfgaardian threat will be conveyed in their armor. Oh, hey, Martin. How'd you enjoy that dance? A Hundred Arrows. I really do highly recommend watching with the subtitles on, because you hear stuff like that. Seems completely inaudible or unintelligible that gets picked up. So I think about that. So they got Calantha back in the castle, got her up there out of her armor and everything before Ciri even knew, and she only ever went in there because she overheard her sobbing and crying there. Why am I laughing? R.I.P. de-iced. They're coming for you. How the hell do only 100 people within the walls of Syntra? Does they mean like the main castle? But a city like that should be completely defended. It shouldn't fall that quickly. Should have held that for a siege. That's why I shouldn't have met them in open battle. Got that Alba Armor Division, Nausicaas, Derlinians, the Ard Fian. I always call them the Ard Fine, but the Gwent one, they said it was Ard Fian. We'll admit, Ard Fian kind of sounds a little better. Sounds a little Irish, too. But maybe I'm thinking of it being a little differently. There's my halfway horrible, very offensive Irish accent. When I go, it will not be as dramatic as that. I guess that's with the Liam Neeson. All right, that's enough. Yeah, I'm going to get bored. When it gets bored, it slips into the Irish. All right, this is a really sad scene that I'm kind of stepping over. I guess it's because, I don't know. As you can obviously tell from anything of what I've done to any of my podcasts, I'm very small R Republican when it comes to monarchies and all that. So I really don't give a shit that a queen is dying because, I don't know, in a just world, every king and queen would die. And here I go again. So it's just really not that sad to me. Like, I don't know. You're responsible for a lot of death. Get some yourself. Mouse sack, though. Mouse sack's a badass. They've reached the gate. How the hell are they breaching your walls? How the hell they get in that quick? Look, it's in the actual century, yeah. Whirring and whooshing. Stella, you gotta come up. Come up. And donk. Dumbasses. Like, what were they gonna run into the wall? Like, what were they gonna do? Like, run and bust down that door? Idiots. They deserve to be knocked back like that. Fucking morons. Those had to be. Who would be the advanced troop? Would that be the Ard Fian? I don't know. Maybe the Alba? A lens flare going on there in the middle. I think that's, I'll tell you what, now I would have been drunk already if I drank every time Henry Cavill went, I think we're up to 4. Hey. Okay, that's not me. A little partial to those bald chins. So the first monster that Geralt killed was a human. Dun dun dun. Of course it was. Because they're the biggest monsters of all. And there's Renfrey again, just creeping in the woods. So how much later is this? Is this like a different day? No, they said tomorrow in the market. No, so she's just been chilling in the woods. So they had that talk earlier, and then I guess she took off, came back, and, you know. Then again, when you horny. And she got that look. Of course, I kind of got that look, too. Henry Cavill is a... Yeah, he ain't bad. Again, he's trying to make his potions. What's that called? It's not a pewter. When you kind of mash things like that. I don't know. Ah, hell. I thought it was said more than that. All right, where's number 3? You just kill monsters. To destiny. Ooh, righto. Ew, righto chop. That look right there is great. It's just, he looks up like, yeah, oh, okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. That's a look of, oh, really? Ooh. 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 And then again, the next skeptical look up. What the hell's going on here? He's confused, but now he's getting a little horny too. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. She gonna make the move. He's still kind of, is this gonna, what's going on here? What's she doing? What's her angle? All right, you got to make it. You got to do it. You got to make the move. And oh, and he goes in. All right. So, much like in the book, this kind of seems to come out of nowhere. I get it. They're supposed to be alike and they're supposed to kind of share it. But it's just like, huh, that just came out. Do, 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 do. Oh, I was gonna say, I don't. What the hell, cat? Cat's going through the blinds. All right. Yeah, I guess the fire got through it. I don't know. It looks cool, but I'm not sure what all it would do completely. Well, I know there's another destiny coming up here, so I guess I better get ready for number four. Oh, I didn't think that was it. There's going to be another one. Number four. Army outside howling. To destiny. Oh man. Might have been a mistake, but oh, it's so good. Ting ting. I will say though, they're showing the fighting to be pretty damn savage and not very good looking. I mean, it looks good in that sense, but I'm saying that's a lot of hacking slashing, which is what it pretty much would be. No prisoners. As Yaskier said. Yeah, those citizens you failed to protect. Because you stupidly went out and met them in the field of battle when your Skellige ships weren't there. Whack. What do you want, cat? That will be a massive thing coming up too in about 3 seasons. So, the lion cub. Roaring. The force. Oh, she sees it. Well, it skipped you. It went to your daughter, and it went to your granddaughter. She's gonna. Oh, the I love you, and. Oh, it's so sad. Calanthe, repeat it. Oh, no. Does not say I love you. Oh, it's coming. Oh, God damn it. That's the one I remembered. Number five. mercy. Again, to destiny. Oh, okay. I might have to heavily edit this. What do we got, like 15 minutes left? Mercy. Service has been an honor. That reminds me of Beauty and the Beast. Wasn't that the ending when Cogsworth and Lumiere were like, didn't they say that to each other? Like right as they were about to like be petrified forever. Didn't they say something along those lines of, it has been a pleasure and an honor or something like that. Oh, it has been a pleasure and an honor as I do my even more offensive French accent. Couldn't have been too much worse than Ewan McGregor's though. The women poison the children, the men poison the women, and then the men commit suicide in a different way. There's your three. I like the way he's holding them too. I'll just take two. He's like, I ain't going out like that, bruh. Yeah, at least y'all get to own y'all's deaths and choose it, unlike all the peons and the peasants out in the streets. So no, I don't feel sorry for these people. They've had privileged lives at the expense of others. They've done nothing to earn it. So eat shit. I do like those potion bottles, though. I need to get some like that. Oh, that's what I need to do. Should put my shots in those. Actually look a little cooler, even. Nope. Again, to see the slaughter of Syntra in the first episode really was, again, like shocking to me that they went to it. And I will say this about Calantha. Ooh, she going out. It's defenestration is not when you get murdered. It's when you just get thrown from it, when you commit suicide or when you die from falling out of a building. So I guess it's self-defenestration. If you want to look at something, oh, Martin. Yep. Again, the guy's like 15 years old. Like, why is he like, what are you doing, mommy? What are you putting down my throat? Okay, anyway, he's dead. Yeah, if you want to get, look up the defenestration of Prague. If you want to get depressed about people getting murdered by being thrown out of buildings. So yeah, defenestration of Prague. Lovely early modern religious anxiety. And hey, this ain't no Titanic, but this, good Lord. Good God. Now, I don't think I could ever do that shit. Like, that's hardcore. I'll admit, I'll give that dude credit. If you're going to go out, you go out like that. That's a way to go out. And the Lioness of Syntra, who I assume is named after the Lioness of Brittany. Again, you want to look up a real life, like, female pirate badass? Look up the Lioness of Brittany, Jean de Clisson. Jean de Clisson. Jean would be the man. Yeah, Jean de Clisson. That's a badass right there. Horses. Oop. Hey. It's not a little man bun he's got. It's like that little pony. Not a pony. What do you call that? It's like a ponytail, but. Why, it's for you. And there he is. Kyr moi differin ep sialic. And they're showing his face. And you know what? What the hell? If you're listening to this, I'm going to spoil something coming up. It's not too big, but to me it is big. Oh, arrow through the neck. Kyer got crack shot though. That's for sure. Certain. That's for sure. Certain. A big thing again was the winged helmet. And the helmet, and she didn't see his face. And that was huge that she didn't see his face. And that they're showing his face there, and especially for her to see it. I don't know. That's a huge change that I don't again, we'll get there probably three seasons down the road when it comes down to it. I don't know. It was a big character thing to me for Ciri about what she did with Kyer. And so that was it. So here's another thing to talk about. Oh, God damn it. All right. Well, as I take number six here, I will say that it didn't seem too clear here what the hell that was all about and what about the market. It was very clear from the Tridem Ultimatum in the books that she was going to slaughter the marketplace. Renfri and her band would slaughter the marketplace. And Stregobor, being a protector of the town, sorcerer, would have to protect it. Is that the tower with your little friend? What accent is that? With your little friend? The Tridem Ultimatum. I didn't think it was very clear. Maybe I'm wrong there. But either way, that's a badass thing as he says fuck. And I'm just going to let this because this scene is unbelievable. All right, yeah, that was badass. Like, that was incredible. That rivals anything I've ever seen as far as, like, a fighting scene. It was slash her throat, who cares? That little girl's a dog killer. I don't give a shit about her. Merelka. Anyway, yeah, when I first saw that fight scene, that was an instant, like, stop, rewind. Good, do it. I don't care. I just didn't think that was clear. Oh. So magic doesn't work on her. Are they saying here she's actually cursed? Because in the book, again, it wasn't clear. You have to make up your mind. My whole thing was she wasn't. Again, this is a badass scene I'm talking over, but you can get it. It seems like she's cursed in the show. Like she's actually cursed. Like Stregobor's right. We're not so different amongst people fighting. Like, that's a bit, you know, it's used a lot. That dude's still back there with no head, by the way. Backwards block. Get a little riposte. Ooh. Cut your hand up. Got her on the arm. Carol, you might not want to hold those blades, man. His hands should be fucked up. And down goes Renfrey. The girl in the woods will be with you always. Is that a double meaning? God bless it almighty. Oh my God, how in the world am I still awake? Oh my God. So to hit on that, was that a double meaning? The girl in the woods will be your destiny? Because again, at this point here, Geralt has not met Ciri. Like, it's not. This is way before. Renfrey brings up Calanthe at Hachibuzz. Like, literally just happening. So this is way, way before. This is before Pavetta's even born. So is it a double meaning? Here's number 7. To destiny. Fucking destiny. Again, another big change as we really see Ciri's full-on use of Force. I mean, I don't mean the Force like Star Wars, but like that of in there. I'm pretty sure in the book she just got away from him. Like it wasn't anything big. Like I think they were just chilling. I think she just took off, so... But, yep, Ciri escapes. And again, the thing about the Destiny in the Woods. Stregobor. So, again, this is the same as happened in the books. It goes down. Stregobor comes in and is like, ooh, little Renfrey corpse. Don't mind if I do. But there is a big change here. And it's why they also seem to make Stregobor a villain. Yoink. You can actually see the blade before it turns. I didn't notice that before. You see the blade before it even turns. Have you gone mad? And again, as we know from the short story, Stregobor actually says at this point to Geralt, like, leave with me. He's going back to Kovir, where he was like the Sorcerer of the King, where he met Geralt before. But he literally says to Geralt, like, leave with me. These people are fucking yokels. And Geralt's like, nah, piss off. And then, like, Stregobor leaves. But here, it's like, he's a villain, and he's saying, he's... It's like, he's kind of egging on the crowd, which he doesn't do. And Geralt also doesn't do Quinn here. He just, like, lets them stone. Again, he uses Quinn, where he puts up, like, that oval shield. And instead of... And the Morelka is basically the alderman. Which is what the alderman says, Caldemain. Don't ever come back, and then the story ends right there. So they pretty much substitute her for the alderman. But that's pretty much what it was. But I just did not get in this episode the feeling... that we were made to be like, he saved the town. Like, it just never seemed... Like, Renfrey shows up and threatens to kill everybody there. But it doesn't seem obvious that that was her plan all along. And that the whole point is, oh, he's the Butcher of Blaviken, but he saved them, and now they spit on him and stone him. See, the girl in the woods will be with you always. Oh, my God. Oh, what a good capper. Oh, my God. That was the biggest mistake I ever made. All right, so there is the first episode. 8 times destiny is uttered. That's 8. Good God. I didn't realize. Oh, man. All right, well, that's going to be tough tomorrow. Man, I don't know if being sick. How in the world am I doing? Anyway, to destiny for the 8th and final time. All right. Well, that's going to do it. I guess I could probably finish up on my last thing that I've said there. Yeah, I just didn't get the feeling in this that the emotional hit of it, it's you get kind of in the short story when Geralt's having like breakfast or whatever it is, and he hears about the Tritum ultimatum, and he puts it together that like, oh shit, she played me, and she's going to slaughter everyone in the market. I just didn't get that here. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I've done the other podcast for Lore Party with Abu, and he's kind of in that same boat. And I may or may not have watched this screener with somebody who didn't know anything about The Witcher, and they didn't really get that either. So, I don't know. Maybe we missed it, and maybe other people can get there. Oh, man. I have had far more tequila than I thought. I cannot believe I stupidly said that I would do a shot for each time they said Destiny. But, again, I think this went all right. I don't know. Maybe if there's a decent reaction to it, I might do another one. I probably won't do another one before then anyway. So this will be released as soon as the embargo drops. As I see this review embargo, Friday, December 20th at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. And then my email is next to it on everything there. So again, I hope you had fun. I have got to get to sleep. I've got to definitely get some water. Bye.